Welcome, my name is Kelly Salguero and I will be your host for today. This week's episode is filled with midterm check and real talk, so grab your headset, dance in the rain, and let's begin. On Tuesday, Woods Pleasant went around campus asking Sutters about who they think will perform at SpringFest.
Can you please state your first and last name for me?
My name is Ruchi Gupta. I'm a graduate student in my second semester.
Okay. And what do you study?
Mental health counseling.
What kind of artists do you think that they're bringing in this year, as they haven't mentioned anything yet?
Well, in my opinion, if they want, the university wants to be famous, then Taylor Swift, they need to, like, I hope they are bringing her.
And why do you think they would bring her?
Obvious reasons. She's world famous, and I guess 90% of the university students also love her. So it's obvious.
Thank you.
Amanda Haddadin. I'm a junior and a political science major. I'm not sure, but I'm thinking like an R&B artist.
Okay, and why would you say that?
Just because I feel like that's what like past performers have been.
Okay, and if you had to choose maybe one R&B artist, who would you think they would bring?
I don't know why, but I'm actually thinking like more of a rapper, like maybe like Ice Spice.
Great, thank you.
My name is Juliana Sojak. I'm an early childhood education major and I'm a freshman. I'm not 100% sure who it's going to be, but I think it's going to be a country artist.
Okay, and why do you think that?
I feel like a lot of people like country music, and I could just see, like a lot of people in Pleasantville, and I could just see a country artist coming to Pleasantville.
What do you want to be able to enjoy there?
Maybe like fun activities, like games where you can win like prizes or something like that. Maybe food.
Great, thank you. And is there anything else you would like to add for people that are listening?
Well, I look forward to the Spring Fest and have a lot of fun with everyone there.
Okay, thank you.
Hey you, join the Pace Chronicle. I'm tired of telling you that we're meeting every Monday at 12:15 p.m. on the third floor of Wilcox Hall. You just don't listen. I don't even care if you come or not. It's just more pizza for me if you don't. Be there or don't. I'm not your mom. This Tuesday, Woods Pleasant reporter Osei Owusu-Frie and I asked Sutters on campus about their preparations for midterm week.
So what's your first name, last name, your major?
Kathy Capobianco, and I'm a digital cinema and filmmaking major.
What's your name?
Renata Macri, and I'm an applied psychology major.
So how's your midterms going right now?
Oh, you know, it's like I'm a little different because I'm in film, so it's like I don't really have tests. I just have like make a big project, so it's kind of like any other project, you know? Yeah, same level of stress, but you know.
How's yours going?
I would say also the same for me because, and not a project, but I just have like papers to write. We don't really have tests like that. So it's pretty much just like my average amount of work.
How do you feel like you're going to get through this week or next week for midterms?
Lots of coffee. Keep chugging along. You know, because I feel like before was kind of like the calm before the storm. So now it's like lock-in time. So, yeah.
It's definitely lock-in. Definitely lock in. Like, that's really it.
You're going to go cheat on your tests or anything like that?
Making a film. I can't cheat making a film. How do you do that?
At first, I can't really cheat at sight, can you?
You can't really cheat on a paper. I mean, I could plagiarize a paper, but I think the professors will catch that one. Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Can you please state your first and last name for me?
Okay. Hi, I'm Ciara Chenault, and I'm a freshman at Pace.
Perfect. Thank you. And your major?
I'm undecided computer science, so I'm still doing like all of the coding classes right now. Yeah.
How would you say your week is going as right now it's midterm week?
Honestly, it's really hectic. So I have two coding classes. One is web design. Last week, I'm not going to name her, but she assigned a project, which is making a website, a personal website, a group project and then a midterm at the same time with a 100-page textbook reading to do, all due like the same week. And then on top of that, I'm in object-oriented programming, so we have a lab each week.
Yeah. And how would you say the weather is affecting your mood lately with how much you're studying right now and your assignments?
Honestly, I'm loving the weather right now. I'm like a fan of the cold. Like, it's not really affecting my studying. I feel like in the summer, like the heat gets to me. Like, I can't do it.
What would you say you're trying to work on or trying to do better to organize your time and not get too stressed? And in saying that, what would you recommend other students to do better?
Honestly, especially for freshmen, I feel like even if you know how to manage your time in college, it's like a completely different thing. With me personally, I realized that I spend hours and hours in the library, which I'm doing now, but only for today. But like, I need to try to kind of just relax and, you know, just let it go. Like, I'll do it eventually, but I just need to give myself some time.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Honestly, whoever's listening, you're going to get through it. You know, you'll get your degree, hopefully, and just push through it. It's almost, what, summer, spring break? Yeah.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
This upcoming week, we have several events happening on the Pleasantville campus. Straight from Sutter Sink, on Monday, Power will be hosting Coquette Stuff a Plush at 12:15 p.m. in the Kessel Multipurpose Room. On Tuesday, a book drive will be organized by the Pace Book Club. The donations will go towards charities including the Darien Book Aid, Kessel Dean's Lounge at 2:30 p.m. Later that evening, the programming board will have a Just Dance night at 8 p.m. in the Gottesman Room. For more events, go to settersync.pace.edu.
Welcome back to What's Pleasant. This is Real Talk with a Setter, a segment where we interview really cool people who are setters about themselves and their experiences on campus. I'm joined here with
Wes Brown. I don't know about the really cool part, but I'm playing with the pancake on the desk. Sorry.
So what's your year and major?
I am a senior digital cinema and filmmaking major.
So how does it feel to be graduating so soon?
Honestly, it's a lot of mental chew basically all the time.
So how do you feel like you're going to do that transfer into the post-grad world? Like, what do you think is the best avenue to do it on?
The best avenue, I don't know. It depends on what you're trying to get into. I'm trying to get into the grip and electric or DP world in filmmaking. So I just got to surround myself with that, kind of soak in it and, you know, keep working.
So you're on the documentary team, right? Squad?
Yeah, yeah.
What's it called again?
Pace Docs 2024. We're going to Spain.
Nice. And that's the summer, right?
That's the spring break.
Spring break?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going to go to Spain. What city?
Cordoba, Malaga, Montilla. Cordoba. Around that region, yeah. Shooting it on cask making and the art of coopering.
So you're going to be in like the wineries shooting how they make wine and...
Yeah, less about the wine and more about the barrel making, how that is a tradition kind of passed down through the generations in that area and around the world. Like in the U.S., I think there's only like 33 coopers who actually hand make barrels anymore.
So a cooper is a barrel maker.
Yeah, barrel maker. Okay. Yeah. There's the cooper and then there's the looper.
The looper?
Yeah. Or Hooper. It's either Hooper or Looper, but that's a subset of coopering or cooperage, where you get the slats of the barrel around, and then the Hooper or the Looper, I have to fact check that one, they toss the rings on that go around it.
So it's a job to toss the metal rings around a barrel.
Yeah, they don't toss like in the proverbial, like they actually throw it, but they
slam it on the barrel.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's like a full like job. Like people go to school for that, or
it's really just a apprenticeship. Mm-hmm. Back when barrels were like the most used method of transporting goods and wines and whatnot, an apprenticeship would last around 7 years before one would be considered a fine Cooper.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah,
that's a lot of time.
Today it might be shorter, but it's a lot of learning.
Damn, that's kind of crazy. So that's a pretty cool thing for your resume, though. How's that not going to get you like a job at where do you want to apply at, actually?
I'd like to work for Local 52 IATSE. They do all sorts of crafts and filmmaking, and the electric side would be really good to be.
The electric side, like electrician or like?
Yeah, like set electrician, like power distribution, all the stuff that goes with that, moving lights and all that stuff.
All right. Anything you'd like to say to the setters out there?
Good to see What's Pleasant still going. I took Fink's audio storytelling class. Was it 2 years ago now? That was fun. Fun as heck. So, yeah, good to see it going. Good to see it's still alive.
Oh, and the lights just went off. Heck yeah, brother.
Look at that timing. Wow.
Heck yeah. All right. Well, this has been Real Talk with a Setter. I'm dehydrated. I'm Jose Lucifrié.
I'm Wesley Brown.
And thanks for tuning in. Yeah.
That's all we have from this week. Get out of here. Reporting from Wilcox Hall, I'm Kelly Salguero.